Catherine Rains, our book reviewer, is here with us this morning. Kia ora, Catherine.
Morning, Jack.
We've got a couple of books to work through this morning, and I know everyone's going to be taking notes because it's this time of year, of course, that everyone's trying to get their summer reading list sorted. So we will start off, and we have a couple of books this week by very well-known authors. We will start off this morning with Tell Tale by Jeffrey Archer.
So Jeffrey Archer's, you know, well-known, well, very well-known, and he writes short stories as well, but he hasn't written short stories since Cat and Nine Tails, which was a long time ago, but he... So he's pulled together this collection of 13 short stories, and he writes in that kind of way where you just think that you're sitting in a pub or a bar or at a little cafe having a cup of coffee, and he's talking to you about what's going on in these people's lives. And he always has these clever twists to the tales of what's going on. And there was a few stories I really liked. There's one called A Gentleman and a Scholar, and it's the story about this first woman professor at Harvard, and her area of expertise is Shakespeare, and she's very, very good at it. But she's not particularly welcome, and at her first lecture, this kind of contest ensues, and she kind of cunningly wins this contest. And 4 decades later, when she's about to retire, and the lecture theatre's full, and it's got all of these people in it that have been to her past lectures, and this kind of debate ensues. And it's a really nicely told tale of how things change over time. And Jeffrey Archer's kind of one of those writers that you can't just read one, and some of them are quite short and some of them are quite long, but you get these kind of simple stories about people who are quite genuine and therefore these kind of relatable stories. And like I said before, these twists and tales that he manages to kind of take into his collection are very good. And, you know, I think I've said it before to you, I think that short stories, I think, are a really hard thing to write, to kind of get all of that and condense it and make it feel like a story. And Jeffrey Archer is a master at that. You know, he can do, you know, he can do a story in 100 words and tell a story, and that's not an easy, an easy thing to achieve.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say, and I probably shouldn't even be admitting this to you, Catherine, I've never read a Jeffrey Archer story.
I would pick up some of his short stories and, you know, and read a couple, because he is very clever, and, you know, he's been a popular writer for you know, decades.
For
yonks.
And,
you know, there's good reasons why he still tells a good story, but it's that relatableness of his characters that make you want to keep reading.
Yeah.
Because it's stories about people, and he's clearly an observer of what people do and say, and I think people tell him tales as well, and these tales kind of make their ways into the stories because those characters feel real.
So for people like me who perhaps shockingly have never read a Jeffrey Archer novel, would this be a good place to start, do you think? Is this the sort of thing that would give us a bit of an introduction to his writing and to his longer pieces?
I think so, and actually at the end of this book he has the first 4 chapters of his next book, so you kind of get a taste of what he's going to be writing about as well. But I think the cleverness comes across. I think, you know, how he kind of engulfs you in that story and talks to you about these characters, I think kind of hooks you in, and like I say, you want to read the next one. You want to find out what's going to happen with these characters. And yeah, he's good at that. And it kind of, sometimes they have a bit of a moral twist in them, and, you know, sometimes the good guys win, sometimes the bad guys win, but it's interesting in the way that he tells the tale, and you can see his life experiences coming through, you know, his time that he spent in prison and all of those kind of things coming through in some of his stories.
Yeah, okay, that sounds great. So that is Jeffrey Archer's Tell Tale. Next up you have In the Midst of Winter by Isabel Allende.
So this takes place in the middle of a winter storm in New York, and it brings together these three very diverse people as they try and cope with these personal tragedies that they've had. So you meet this New York University professor who's in his early 60s, Richard Bauman, and he's just taken this emergency trip to the veterinarian, and he's returning to his Brooklyn apartment, and he dents the car of Evelyn Ortega, who's this kind of 20-something young woman. She's an undocumented worker from Guatemala, and so he tells her sort of all about the story, and then she kind of comes to him later in the day, and he needs to help her. And if I tell what he's kind of helping her about, I give away the story too much, but he then requires, Bauman kind of goes to the, and gets his tenant, who's this visiting professor, Lucia Marcez, who's in love with. And they all begin to actually wait out the storm together, yeah. And they start to tell their life stories and why Otinga came to the US to kind of escape the violence of her and extreme poverty in their countries. And so you get all of these kind of stories about, you know, marriages that they've had and personal illnesses and death of these close family members, but you also kind of get what's going on, you get tales of what's going on in the present, so it kind of keeps flipping back and forth. And it's this really charming novel of these three characters and their flashbacks and what amazing backstories they have in Chile, yeah. And Brazil and Guatemala. And Allende's really good at picking up those tales. She's been there herself. She kind of writes with real sympathy about people risking their lives to come to the US, and yeah. She kind of understands that whole powerlessness and fear of immigrants and the risk of being sent back into the hell they've escaped. Yeah. And she, you know, she tells those tales very well. And it's, you know, it is a novel. It is a romantic kind of novel written in there as well, but you get all these kind of points that she pulls, yeah. And brings through and weaves through the magical tales that she does so well.
She's Chilean, isn't she?
I believe so.
Should
yes.
I? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think she is. No, that sounds really, really interesting. I think I'd be into
that. Yeah, because she's yes, no, because I remember reading she survived the 1973 coup in Chile.
Pinochet.
So
yeah.
So okay. she really understands that kind of thing, and she wrote this amazing book called The House of Spirits many years ago about her daughter and things. And she's, you know, people really love the way that she writes, but yeah, she does what. You know, weave those tales around very well.
Yeah. No, that sounds wonderful. Okay, that's In the Midst of Winter by Isabel Allende. That first book was Telltale by Geoffrey Archer. We will make sure we chuck them both up on the website, you know, at newstalkzb.co.nz.